and dance mixed in with a touch of comedy. September 30th and October 1st. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Frankie Shinta at the South Point.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, Niger Innes. You'll hear from him, the civil rights leader, conservative activist. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Cyrus. Cyrus, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. Go right ahead.
Hey, I hope you're doing well. So I heard you talk about Nevada has the second highest gasoline price. And I just want to let you know that I was in Wisconsin. I paid $3.30 a gallon. And here's the funny thing that's happening right now. Most of the country, the prices are falling, but they're going up in this region of the country. California, Nevada, and Arizona. And Arizona is also paying way above Wisconsin, almost as bad. So what I'm doing is I'm letting people know that the state legislature needs to start looking into this, because we're not paying a $2 gallon of extra taxes in the state. This is not true. This is pure manipulation. And when I read the headlines, I see the California refineries are having problems. It is affecting our prices, and this has got to stop.
Manipulation by whom?
Well, it's certainly not coming from Washington, because we know that the rest of the country is still paying under $4. So the fact is that our supplies are coming from California. They are largely in control of what we pay, not just in California, but in Nevada, Utah, and Arizona, because they're being gouged. And we have to step up to this. Because every time when California refineries have an issue, our prices go up. But we don't live in the same state.
Well, I'll just tell you this. I have always been told, and I have no reason not to believe this, that the fact that we have onerous taxes, and California is the worst of the lot. I've always been told that it's been California that ends up doing that to us, and that we use a product from those refineries.
Yeah, well, taxes don't explain a $2 gap between Wisconsin, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and all these other states. There's no way that it's taxes. This is simply just a secret gouge, and I think that we need I think people in Congress that we're going to elect, they're going to have to start looking into this, because this is costing hundreds of dollars of more extra for every Nevadan every month.
Yeah.
For what?
No, you're right.
I mean, the media doesn't even write articles about this.
Good point. Good point. Cyrus, I got to run. I got to hit a break here. Bottom of the hour. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. More to come as we continue. Niger Innes, conservative activist, an African-American, and a darn good guy, is going to join us in just a couple minutes as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:32, I just checked the traffic cams here. It's that time of the day. The school buses are out, and we're seeing some slowing there on the Beltway 215 eastbound at Green Valley. Also, a lot of congestion as you make your way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 515 westbound, beginning around Eastern. That is a construction zone through there, so watch the shoulder activity on both sides of the freeway. And we're seeing backups elsewhere on the Beltway as well. 215 west at Gillespie. Remember, there's only one lane available as you transition from Interstate 215 west to Interstate 15 north.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders taking on the Denver Broncos on Sunday at home, still looking for win number one on the season at 0-3. They're the only winless team left in the league. Denver is 2-1. They've got Russell Wilson at quarterback, but an offense that's only averaging 14 points per game. Their defense allowing just 12 a contest. Both teams under new head coaches, Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas, and the Broncos are guided by former Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. The Dodgers back in action tonight in San Diego to take on the Padres. That'll wrap up that series. The Dodgers are coming off a 1-0 victory in 10 innings on Wednesday and will be looking to take the rubber game. NHL, the Golden Knights won their preseason game against Colorado Wednesday 7-1. They'll face San Jose Friday. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Days from Election Day. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming up at 3 o'clock. I had a chance to visit with Nigel Innes, and I asked him, are voters ready for a change?
Well, it's definitely time for a change, and the people know that. I think the two centers of power that are going to determine this election, the two centers. On the left, of course, it is the scaring tactics of the so-called pro-choice crowd that are trying to scare the voters, in particular, suburban women voters, into thinking that if Republicans come to power, that, you know, there's going to be some national abortion law that is going to make abortion illegal in all circumstances, including rape and incest. And then on the other side, and it's really not the other side, it's really kind of like the center of truth, which is this economy is still faltering. It is still flailing. Inflation is still abysmally high. And the optimism that existed for the economy during the Trump years has dissipated completely. And I think with those two forces fighting one another, actually, I feel more optimistic today than I did the last time we talked. I think Republicans are not only going to sweep the House of Representatives with anywhere between 25 and 50 seats, but I think we could very well hold on to the United States Senate. I think it's still a little bit of a coin flip, and you got to keep your eyes on Ohio. You got to keep your eyes on New Hampshire. Keep your eyes on Georgia.
Pennsylvania.
Our good friend Adam Paul Laxalt is going to clean Cortez's clock here in Nevada. I think we will have a new senator and a new governor. But in terms of the nationwide, I think the Senate is pretty much a coin flip.
And by the way, somebody told me that people that you've been in contact with people at NBC News. What are they saying? What kind of stories do they want to do?
Well, you know, that's interesting you should ask that, Kevin, because an old girlfriend of mine that is a freelance producer and occasionally gets hired by NBC and CNN and Fox News to do stories is producing a segment, and that segment is going to be looking back on 2020 on those who have doubts about the integrity of the 2020 election and looking to find poll workers in 2022 and those who will plan to be poll workers in 2024 to make sure that there is integrity in the election. And she probably, you know, she's a Democrat, you know, she's a liberal, but she knows that I'm a Republican conservative and we're still dear friends. And she says, look, Nadja, we're looking to do a legitimate story. Obviously, we're going to have people on the left that absolutely don't believe that there was anything wrong with the election in 2020. But we want to get your perspective. We want to get MAGA Nation's perspective on it. And so I will find someone that I can articulate and point to specifics in terms of, you know, examples of why they think the 2020 election was illegitimate and why the importance it is for Republicans and conservatives not to disengage the election process, but to double down and to re-engage the election process to make sure that whatever occurred in 2020 does not happen in 2022 and 2024.
Nigel, do you smell a liberal hit piece in a story like this?
I usually do, but the reporter that's doing it, who's a former White House correspondent, she's solid. Her politics privately may be a little bit left of center, but in terms of being a reporter, she's been pretty consistent and pretty solid as far as you can get with the Washington, D.C. media correspondent. And my friend is a serious journalist of the old school, so they're really just looking to gather as many facts as possible. So I don't think it's going to be a hit job. Will it be slanted a little bit to the left? Maybe. But I think if we can get something on NBC News that just accurately quotes our point of view on why we believe that there was something foul that took place in 2020 and how we're not going to let that repeat itself in 2022 and 24, then I think we come out way ahead.
Again, Nigel Innes joining us, civil rights leader, conservative activist, and national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, better known as CORE. I want to ask you about Big Mo and what is moving Big Mo. What is your sense, knowing the electorate as you do, why is Big Mo seemingly on the side of Republicans where Democrats have spent, Catherine Cortez Masto, as an example, has spent $35 million trying to define Adam Laxalt, and it's not working. Tell me what's moving the needle.
That dog is not hunting. The people know Adam. They know that he did a credible job as Attorney General. He's been a lifelong Nevadan. He's one of us, and they know that the lies that Cortez Masto is throwing at him are baloney, and that dog is not going to hunt. And what I found amazing in watching those polls, and the reason I knew Adam was going to win a couple of months ago, is because I kept seeing these polls where it was like 45% for Masto, 43% for Adam, and then some 20% undecided. I was like, wait a minute, you got undecided voters with a person that was in the legislature, meaning Catherine Cortez Masto, and then followed up by being a senator, United States senator, representing this fine state. And there's so many people that are undecided. There's no way in this environment with this economy that undecideds are going to break towards Masto. They're going to break hard and heavy for Adam, and I think Adam is not only going to win, he's going to win comfortably anywhere between 6 and 9 points. And the reason, to answer your question directly, Kevin, the reasons are inflation, the economy, crime, homelessness, all these things, the border crisis, all these things have taken place on Joe Biden and Kathy Cortez Masto's watch, not on Adam Laxalt. So the people are ready, willing, and will able a change come November.
One thing we are seeing in almost all the polling, and that is that Hispanics are running away from the Democrat Party. Why are they doing that?
For exactly the same reason. The irony is, you know, people think that by kowtowing to illegal immigration that they are favoring Hispanics, but that's contrary to reality. The reality is, if you look at the border counties in places like Texas and Arizona, and New Mexico and other places, places that have heavy Hispanic populations. Whereas in 2012, these districts may have gone for Obama by some 30 to 40 points. In 2016, and again, and even more so in 2020, Trump narrowed or in some cases eliminated the gap. And that is because the people themselves, the Hispanic legal residents and citizens in those counties, are the ones that are being overburdened by illegal immigration, by the crime that comes with illegal immigration, by the stress on social services that comes with illegal immigration, from the overcrowdedness that comes with illegal immigration. And they're like, wait a minute, we did it the right way. We're legal, we're citizens. We want to move the country forward in the proper legal direction. And we've got incentives being made by our own federal government or idiotic policies like catch and release that are drowning our cities in misery. And they're like, forget the political correctness. We're going to vote for a change. And I think that change is going to come, and it's going to come very hard in November.
There you have it, Niger Innes, a spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. He is a conservative activist, a civil rights leader, and he's our friend and really good guy, really a good guy. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was watching the Aces win their first WNBA title in an area sports bar. Fans were really into it. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. Here's the number, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 5292-444 to find out how much you could be saving on your next home loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage at 5292-444. Data provided by HMDA Public Data 2018 to 2021. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NV License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center is not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally, we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We usually don't play requests, but this was so good, so classic, that we had a meeting during one of the breaks, and we decided, yeah, we'll play this request, only because we've gotten it repeatedly from listeners over the last hour and a half since we played it. This is the latest Biden gaffe about a dead member of the House of Representatives. And a White House appearance yesterday. This was the Biden. This is cut two, by the way. This was the Biden gaffe to end all Biden gaffes. Here it is.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie. Are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
But today, the president appeared to look around the room for an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room.
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president. He looks forward to discussing her remarkable legacy of public service with them when he sees her family this coming Friday.
He said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind. This wasn't what we were able to witness today, and what the president was able to lift up at this conference, at this event, was how her focus on wanting to combat food insecurity in America. And this is something that he was lifting up and honoring. And again, he knows that he's going to see her family this coming Friday. There's a bill signing that's going to happen in renaming a VA clinic in Indiana after the late congresswoman. He knows that he is going to see her family, and she was a top of mind.
Jackie is dead. And I feel bad laughing about it when you're talking about somebody that is among the faithfully departed, but I'm just telling you, it's absolutely bizarre. Another wonderful gaffe from the President of the United States. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey,
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.